Welcome to Fewer Things Better. This is the place for all of us who are big on goals and short on time. Together, we'll explore smart, simple ideas on how to retrain your brain and unlock your life. I'm your host, Kristen Graham. Let's get started. I'm starting this episode right away with the bottom line on top, which is simply this. Words matter. And sharing words may matter more than you think. I was reminded of this through a story that starts with a question. So I'll ask you that question here. What is the most valuable land in the world? Some people may think it's plush property in Paris, or maybe a mansion in Miami. But the insight behind this question centers more on real life, not real estate. And there are many variations of this story with a similar answer. But I especially love the way that author Todd Henry answers this in his book that's called Die Empty. This is what he said. The most valuable land in the world is the graveyard. In the graveyard are buried all of the unwritten novels, never launched businesses, unreconciled relationships, and all of the other things that people thought, I'll get around to that tomorrow. One day, however, their tomorrows ran out. This really hit home for me again just yesterday when I got a call telling me that my former mentor had passed away unexpectedly. In hearing about her death, one of my first thoughts was just how wide and well she had lived. Apparently, she had just returned from a vacation to Japan with her husband. And I know that they had enjoyed so many great adventures together over the years. They went and saw the Northern Lights in Alaska. They rode gondolas in Venice, and they even road tripped across Route 66. When I met her, she was one of the top executives at this big global company, and she was a little intimidating. She spent many days on the road in her job, and when I was brought on board, I joined her for some of those. A couple years later, she called me into her office to tell me that she was leaving the company. Beyond the standard lines of corporate of why she was leaving, she shared with me that she was doing so in part because her youngest daughter was in her last year of high school. She knew that she had been on the road so much over the last few years that she wanted to be present moving forward. Now, I had very young kids at the time. And she said to me then, enjoy these years. I'm taking time now to make a few more memories while I still can. And she did. Hearing that from her approached how I balanced, sometimes jumbly, my life and career as both got bigger. And it was a big part of why I took a year-long sabbatical years later and made special memories with my own kids. She and I stayed in touch over the years, and she even got me hired into my next big job in corporate before I became an entrepreneur. So when her husband threw a surprise 60th birthday party for her a few years ago, I got to give her a letter sharing just how much I learned from her and how everything she did meant a lot. So when I heard about her passing, there was a little comfort in knowing that I had already had a chance to share what she meant to me with her. My good friend, Andrea Dreesen, calls these efforts grace notes. She has a wonderful TEDx talk called Eulogies for the Living, where she encourages us to give the gift of words to one another. Now, Andrea was a hospice volunteer, and she often heard the whispered wishes of words that were left unspoken. I'm going to add a link to her TEDx talk in the show notes, and please go listen to the whole thing. It's amazing. But I wanted to share, with great respect to Andrea, a few of her words and comments from the talk here, which are these. I call this intentional honoring of others grace notes. And whether they're written or spoken, they're this means of freely and openly acknowledging someone's presence and gifts. I know in my bones that these sentiments lessen the pain of grief and increase its grace. Like a musical grace note, they're that extra embellishment that makes something beautiful even better. With grace notes, we let our friends, our family, our kids, and even our colleagues know not just that they matter, but how they matter. Your note, no matter what form it takes, is like an oasis in a desert of people who are thirsty to know they're making a difference. It's such a beautiful snippet from her inspiring talk. So as you move through the days ahead, see where you might be able to offer a few words to a few people. It's not the medium or the actual message that matters, only that you share in your own way how each person matters to you. Gratitude is a gift that we receive far more from the more we give it. And with that, I'll close by saying how much I appreciate the time you spend with these words. That matters a lot to me. Thanks for listening. You can find a lot more like this by following me on LinkedIn or going to unlockthebrain.com and joining the mailing list. And if you found value in this podcast, please take a moment to rate or comment. Thanks so much. And now let's go do fewer things better.